This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
It breaks my heart. My friends like live for Friday night. Yeah. Like they know they get the week. Like Monday morning's the worst.
Like at its basic form, if you genuinely celebrate Friday, you need to rethink your entire game.
To live your life where you love Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and despise Monday through Thursday or Friday morning is devastating to me because you're wasting too much of your life. And I'm trying to put pressure on the conversation to say, if you love Friday that much, then you need to really look at Monday through Thursday.
If you literally start your week being sad and it gets progressively better, you have a problem. We spend way too much time in our lives doing our jobs.
When you're spending more than half your life working, it's important that that thing is on point.
It's just a math game. If you're spending 83% of your time, 72% of your time, 64% of your time on something you hate, that's devastating.
How do people not understand that when you eliminate sleeping, it is what you do?
You basically live to work.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unhappy, where are you going?
If you are like running to Friday night, that means you're miserable Monday through Friday, and I lived that life.
I used to run to Friday when I was in school, and I hated Sunday night with my entire heart.
I lived for snow days for like a decade. Like for a decade, okay. The only thing I gave a f- about was, please, can a nor'easter come through and eliminate school?
The thought that that is so many people's work lives, which will be the disproportionate percentage of how they live their lives, breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I'm not making this video to cheer how lucky I am or how cool it is that I love what I'm doing. I just don't understand why people relegate into losing mentality and just thinking they can't.
You can't because you want to be on the bowling team or softball or play video games. That's why you can't. There's plenty of time, get done.
Now you watch a little Gary V, you get a little motivated, you decide to actually work on Friday night, but then you wake up Saturday, right? And you're feeling good, and then you grab your phone and you go on Instagram, and the first thing you see is your boys or the people that you look up to in the club, pretty girls,
right.
Jewelry,
money,
and all of a sudden, you're FOMO'd out.
You know, motivation's exciting, but the practicality of an execution is even more importantly, and so I sit here today and I make this video.
If I can get one person to be like, he's right, like what the am I doing here? Friday cannot be the best day of the week, because if it is, you've already lost, and you need to figure out how to fix that, and whether that's side hustle from 7 p.m. to midnight, and whether that's networking from 7 to 9 p.m. with other job opportunities, and whether that's taking a financial step backwards to take a job that you love that you can grow up into, please recognize the world we're living in.
This is not your grandpappy's life. We have the internet. You can make it happen. You can build businesses or side hustles.
Your grandparents couldn't do the things you can do. Your grandparents didn't have the internet. Your grandparents couldn't be practical 9 to 5, then come home. You know, do their family thing, and then from 7 p.m. to 2 in the morning, do something online that could have been the thing that switched them out of their 9 to 5 and created their freedom. They didn't have that option. We do. Everybody in this room does. We live in a 24/7.